This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Is NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. City Council has just approved a nighttime curfew on scooters across Houston. Mayor John Whitmire says he got lots of complaints about reckless scooters on streets and sidewalks.
I think it's one of our number one security risks in the city right now.
The curfew runs from 8 at night until 4 in the morning. Personal scooters used for commuting are exempt from the rule. Texas is now appealing a federal ruling that prevents the state from using newly passed congressional maps in next year's midterms. The issue now goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. Rice University political science professor Mark Jones says any request for a state ruling would go to Justice Samuel Alito. He's a justice who oversees a region.
Alito could say, no, this is a decision I'm not going to make myself. I'm going to take it to the whole Supreme Court. If they grant the stay at the Supreme Court level, then we are likely to see us use the maps that were passed this summer. On the other hand, if they say no and they don't grant the stay, then we're more likely than not going to be using the districts that are currently in place, that is, that were drawn in 2021.
Jones was a guest on this morning's Houston Matters. He described the current situation over the Texas maps as chaos. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Texas had a Senate confirmation hearing this morning for a federal judgeship. Nicholas Ganji is President Trump's first judicial appointment to the Texas Southern District in his second term. University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias says it's a critical moment for the district.
The Southern District of Texas is in a peculiarly unfortunate position right now, just because it has huge dockets and 5 vacancies.
Tobias says Texas Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz are aiming to get another 4 recommendations for judgeships to the president to get them confirmed before next year's midterms. Rockets basketball tonight. They're in Cleveland to play the Cavaliers. Tip-off is at 6. Mostly cloudy this evening. Overnight low around 69 degrees. Slight chance of rain tomorrow, high near 84. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.